Winners and losers, Monday. Winner, Texas State, baby. Texas State, the Bobcats go to Louisiana Monroe and handle business. Joining us now to talk about it, the head coach of the Texas State Bobcats, Jake Spavital. Jake, how you doing?
Doing well. How you guys doing this morning?
How was Northeast Louisiana?
It was good, man. It was a long weekend, to be honest with you. due to COVID reasons and everything, we had to bus. And, that's a long bus.
What was that, 8 hours?
Yeah, it took about 8 hours. We stopped twice just to get the kids out and just get them walking around. And, you know, so we left here at 9:30 and we got there probably around 5:30, 6 at night. So it a long weekend, but, you know, it's good to at least come out with a victory.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it's all about. You got a chance to get the sweet taste of victory. And, Jake, I just have to tell you, one thing that cannot be denied is your team plays hard. They battle every single week, win, lose, or draw. Every situation they came out and they were ready to go. I'm just happy for you, buddy, but I wanted to ask you, Tyler Vitt, I mean, this guy just keeps coming out and making plays. Jeremiah Hadle, Marcel Barbie, I mean, you guys on offense are making plays, and I'm going to give you a lot of love. You was ready to get back there and start calling plays, and it's looking good. What are your thoughts over the weekend?
Well, man, like, you know, starting with Vitt, I'm saying what a competitor, what a tough kid, man. Like, he literally, like, you should have seen his jersey at the end of the game. There's blood all over it, and there's just all sorts. Like, it was a white jersey that was really just all red and brown just from just dirt and blood and everything. You can just tell how he just gives everything he's got. But you look at the receivers are making SportsCenter top 10 plays every single week.
Every week.
You know, which is fun to see, man. And I think that they're starting to get a taste of it. And, you know, it's kind of contagious is what I'm saying. You know, like, you start making plays and the next guy starts making it, and then they start practicing even harder and they just start to buy in, you know. Extremely pleased with how this group is playing right now. We're still far from our best ball, but, like, they're starting to get a taste of it. And you got to realize we got this team for, you know, another 3 to 4 years just because we're going to return them all.
Yeah, I mean, you had a heartbreaking situation the week before against UTSA where your field goal kicker, and I know you said you shouldn't have even been in that position where an extra point or a field goal in overtime impacts the outcome of the game, but still your team has to bounce back from that, and they did. And so what does that tell you about your team's mental makeup?
Yeah, we talked about last week, just, you know, when you're in these positions, you got to fight your way out of it. You got to put your head down, you got to grind, and eventually the ball is going to bounce your way. And we really emphasized being about the most excited team to play, a ton of energy and emotion, and you saw that in them when they hit the field running. And you know, due to COVID and injuries, we only played around 48 people in this game, which is probably the least amount of players we've ever gone into a game, but it didn't matter. You know, like, we found a way to win. We ended up ball controlling at the end. We ended up, you know, like, it was hilarious to watch. Like, we were down to 3 defensive linemen, and, you know, like, we have our nose guards all in the game, and they're rushing the passer, and we couldn't get the greatest pass rush, but, you know, we found a way to do it, you know. And these kids are, you know, they're bought in, and they're fighting every single play, every single time they take the field, and, you know, that's all I can ask for. And I think that this was the first time we played team football, like, you know, where we responded to momentum swings, and, you know, we just played off of each other, and when one side was having adversity, the other side stepped it up, and we complimented each other, and it was the first time we actually put a complete game together.
We're talking to head football coach for Texas State Bobcats, Jake Spavital. And Jake, you said it earlier, you got big play after big play, SportsCenter type of plays, but I want to talk a little bit about your defense. Number one, I love me some Gavin Graham. Great family, great kid, does a lot in the community, but he's also your leading tackler. And then number zero, Jaron Morris, got a 100-yard interception return, but that guy is another guy that comes in and makes plays. Talk about your defense and what your brother Zach is doing.
Yeah, man, you got to be pleased with how they're playing. you know, going into this game, you know, we had five defensive linemen that we were concerned about, and we knew that we were going to end up being low numbers, and we needed to elevate the play with our back end and our pass rush with Gavin and Baby J is what we call Jaren Morris, because, you know, he's little, but, man, he can play now. But, you know, you look at what they're doing. We put together all these contingency plans and backup plans to make sure that we could, you know, simulate a pass rush at times. You know, we had plays where linebackers were playing three techniques and stuff because of injuries and everything. But they're all on the same page and they're bought into what they're doing. And that's something that that you see. You know, sometimes you look at the stats and there seems like they're getting a lot of yardage on them, but like they're playing some pretty good snaps out there. They're comp, like they're making adjustments based off of who they're putting in the game and putting them in position to have success. And you look at that last drive of the game, you know, they go 85 yards and, you know, we're kind of piecing it together. And then Baby J hits the 100-yard return for a touchdown. And, you know, it was just fun to see those kids just, you know, celebrating and excited because, you know, the defense has been doing a really good job in putting our team in position to win really all three of these games that we've been in so far.
All right, so now you head up to Boston College. What do you know about the Boston College Eagles at this point?
Yeah, they're you know, they're coming off a good win. You know, they played Duke last week. They had five turnovers. They got a new coach and Coach Hapley, who is a lot of you know, an NFL guy. He's got some great energy at that program right now. And, you know, they're playing very tough and they're playing very physical. And, you know, they're going to be a pro style and kind of milk the clock and run the football and have play actions off of it, a lot of under center stuff. And they play man free on defense, you know, so it's going to be a tough challenge for us, but like we're excited for it. You know, when we get to go to Boston this weekend, you know, and you're going to get there and there's going to be no fans in the stands, but it's just going to be a different venue and it'll be an opportunity for us to go up against a Power Five team that looks like that they got a lot of energy and a lot of things where the ball is rolling their way right now.
Well, I hope you don't have to ride that bus again that far.
Yeah, that's a 36-hour bus. I already looked that one up.
You're like, no, I don't need that in my life. So on the bus ride, I mean, it's been forever since you guys have had to ride a bus, especially that long. What were some of the players talking about? What was the conversation on that bus ride? Because, look, I played in the minor leagues, Jake. I know how to ride a bus. But what were those guys thinking during that time?
You know, it was pretty interesting. You know, like we have a lot of transfers right now. And we have a lot of junior college transfers. So they've got experience with riding the bus, which it's the fight. And you know this. It's the fight for a good seat.
Yes. You know?
So, like, you know, the second, like, the buses pull up, like, you know, like, you're supposed to, like, hey, you guys can shower and then get something to eat and get on the bus. No, it's like a free-for-all to get to the bus to make sure that you mark your area where you, like, throw your bag in the seat. And then the veterans are the ones that sleep on the floor. You know, they get underneath the chair, underneath the seat. And they spread out. Like, it's been pretty funny, like, how, like, they're working through it all. But, like, you know, like, when you have to, you know, use the restroom and you have to, like, hop over all these people and it's just kind of like you have to, like, just kind of crawl over the top of the seats and stuff just to get back to the bathroom at the back of the bus. But, yeah, man, it was good, man. Like, it was so much better to win. Right. And drive home because the vibe was good and there was a lot of laughter and you know, just some excitement. So it's just good to see.
Congratulations, hey, yeah, buddy.
Big time congrats. Team looked good. And let's do it again next week.
All right, man. I always appreciate you guys. You guys are the best. You know that.
Appreciate that.
You, brother.
Jake Spavital, head coach of the Texas State Bobcats. Bobcats get the win over UL Monroe.